WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? Like your time, energy, and even emotional space are being squeezed dry? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything just to please everyone else, leaving yourself burnt out and depleted? That's a major red flag that boundaries need some serious attention. I'm Logan Cruz, and on Spartan Mindset, we're all about training savage, living free, and dominating every day. But let's be real, you can't dominate anything if you haven't mastered the art of setting healthy boundaries. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your invisible shield, protecting your energy, time, and sanity from unwanted intrusions. They allow you to show up authentically in all your relationships, with friends, family, colleagues, even that annoying neighbor who always borrows sugar. Today we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, busting myths, and giving you actionable steps to create a life where no is a complete sentence, not a social faux pas. Here are five key takeaways to remember. 1. Boundaries aren't walls, they're guides. Many people think of boundaries as rigid walls that keep everyone at arm's length. But they're actually more like guiding lines, helping you navigate relationships with clarity and intention. They define what you're comfortable with, what you won't tolerate, and where your limits lie. 2. Communicate clearly, be assertive. Ever heard the saying, "Silence is golden"? Well, when it comes to boundaries, silence is deafening. You gotta speak up, express your needs clearly and confidently. Practice using I statements like, "I need some time alone to recharge," or "I'm not comfortable discussing this topic." Remember, being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive. It's about respectfully advocating for yourself. 3. It's okay to say no, even to loved ones. Saying no can be tough, especially when it involves people we care about. But remember, saying yes when you truly want to say no only creates resentment and ultimately hurts the relationship in the long run. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. 4. Boundaries evolve, so should you? Your life is a constantly changing journey, and so are your boundaries. What worked for you last year might not work today. Pay attention to how you feel in different situations. Adjust your boundaries accordingly, and don't be afraid to revisit them as needed. It's a continuous process of self-discovery and growth. 5. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Think about it. When you set healthy boundaries, you're essentially saying, "I value myself, my time, and my energy." You're showing yourself respect and creating space for what truly matters. It's not about being controlling or isolating yourself. It's about honoring your own needs and building a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and a million other responsibilities. She constantly says yes to everything, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she realizes she's neglecting her own needs. So, she starts setting boundaries. She learns to say no to extra commitments, schedules time for herself, and communicates her needs clearly with her family. Guess what? Her life transforms. Sarah feels more energized, less stressed, and has stronger relationships because she's finally prioritizing her well-being. Think about it. Where in your life could you benefit from setting healthier boundaries? What are some things you're saying yes to that you actually want to say no to? It could be anything. Taking on extra work, attending events you don't enjoy, or even letting people constantly borrow your things. Remember, this isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating space for what truly matters and living a life that feels aligned with your values. Take those first steps today. Let me know in the comments how you plan to implement healthier boundaries in your life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Maybe they're struggling with saying no or setting limits. We're all in this together, and let's help each other build stronger, more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and stay savage.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.